Michael Patrick Shields with you, radio stations across the state of Michigan. Back to cars, where Mich Auto is hosting today the annual meeting of automotive executives and legislators. What are they going to talk about, and where are they going to do it? Glenn Stevens is back on our AT&T line, the executive director of that organization. Thank you for being here on the radio stage.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. And just since it's a Chevy morning, I got here in my Chevy Malibu. I've got 80,000 miles on it. I love the vehicle. So great, great lead-in music.
That Malibu is an interesting car because it was very popular. Then it went away. And then when it returned, about the time it sounds like you bought it, it was very popular and very affordable and maybe one of the last cars we're ever going to see made.
Yeah, it's my second one, and I actually do love it. I put a lot of miles on getting around this state to see the automotive industry in every community. So it's good to be part of it and driving in it.
Today, we have automotive executives coming in. When I was growing up and producing the J.P. McCarthy show, they were like auto barons. They were gods. They were celebrities. They were larger than life. What will you do today? Where will you do it? And I understand there'll be a legislative component as well.
Yes, we've got 20 companies coming up here today, the large OEMs, smaller suppliers, service companies from around the state. And we're going to be meeting in the offices of the legislators throughout the day, talking about the critical issues that are on the minds of the auto industry executives, and also giving out our Legislator of the Year award. And that recipient this year is going to be Senator Mallory McMurrow. Last year it was now Speaker of the House, Joe Tate.
I see lots of Democrats on the list. Is that a coincidence?
No, we've had quite a few Republicans, too. I looked through the years. We've had Senator Ken Horn. We've had Senator Mike Cole, Steve Bita from Warren. So there's been a mix of Republicans and Democrats throughout the year to receive our award. And we're fortunate to have people who believe in the industry, understand the industry, and champion the industry in the House and the Senate.
Well, in the case of Wayne Schmidt, for instance, from Traverse City, where we're heard.
Oh, and I forgot about Wayne, yes.
He spent a lot of time behind the wheel going back and forth, so he might have a special appreciation for cars.
He did and does, and I will tell you that when I look at all the legislators, there was probably nobody who served who was always there for us when we called them. If you wanted to tour a plant, you wanted to be at a reception, you wanted to meet with companies, Wayne was probably, I'd put him at the top of the list of all of these legislators.
Hmm. Automobility Day at the Capitol. And if you have a message that you leave when you visit the offices and you get the ear of the legislators, what would you like to resonate?
Well, this industry, Michael, as you know, is shifting so fast. The technology in these vehicles, the electrification of the vehicles, the talent that's required it. So really, it's important for our state, our legislature, our leaders to understand how important it is to invest in the talent and the innovation. But really, top of mind are a couple things. And first of all, the House is going to take up the vote on distracted driving. This is something we've been working for as an industry for quite some time. So we're hoping that will pass the House today and move over to the Senate. But, you know, specifically to the industry, one of the things we're really looking for is movement on legislation on a research and development tax credit. Innovation drives this industry. We build things, but we also innovate here.
You know, you talk about distracted driving and people immediately think of their iPhones and so forth, but these computer screens that are in cars now are, I think, equally distracting. And, you know, when we started buying, I don't know your age, but when I started buying a car, if you wanted to make it hotter, you slid the thing to the left. If you wanted to make it colder, you slid it to the right. You didn't even have to look. Now, though, it's an onboard computer. Will we get to the point maybe where that will be voice actuated so that we don't have to look down at all?
It already is. There's the technology in these vehicles is astounding. And you can make the argument that there is too much technology. And some people you talk to, particularly my parents, will tell you there's too much technology in the vehicles. Mm-hmm. And I see that sometimes. The whole point of the advanced safety technology in the vehicles, the voice activation, is to focus on the road and have the driver's eyes on the road and not on a screen and not on a cell phone. And this is something that we really feel strongly about. And hopefully it will move forward through the House today. And it's fitting that we're here today as an industry talking to legislators about key issues.
Congratulations to Senator Mallory McMurrow, the Democrat from Royal Oak, during a noon lunch today at the Heritage Hall. the brand new Virtual Lee Heritage Hall. She will get the award of Legislator of the Year from Mish Otto, and he's going to be leaving the studio right now and heading across and knocking on doors and bending ears and lobbying, because he's the executive director in government relations at Mish Otto. Drive safely back and forth, and see you again soon.
Thanks. We'll see you on the island, Michael. Thanks. Thanks for your time today.
That's a drive for you there to get up there, yes. And then you get on a ferry, and you don't have to see a car for a few days.
Yes, indeed.